My name is Brooke. I am 18 years old. Today is November 30th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Dawn, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Waldorf, Maryland.
Hello, my name is Dawn Young, and I am 50 years old.
Okay. So, what is your favorite way to get information?
My most favorite way of getting information is from television, which is MSNBC. Only because when I was growing up, that's the only reputable news that we had, and we knew by the time it was reported through MSNBC or CNN that it was correct information. So my information will not come from social media first, because social media just represents a different way of getting information that to me is somewhat not trustworthy all the time. But I know if it's on CNN that it has to be, it's vetted, and that it has to be true before they can actually report it.
Interesting. When you were my age, how did you get news and information?
Well, when I was your age, it was 1988. So, the only way we had information, we did not have the internet. So, the only way we could get our information was newspaper and, again, television, CNN. We had telephones in our homes, but they were landlines. So, people didn't call each other and say, hey, did you see this on the news? We just didn't do that. We just got a lot of information from our parents from the news.
Okay. What was life like before the internet?
It was wonderful, actually. We engaged with each other. We actually visited people, family, friends. We were outside. We had more, I think we had more creativity. Because we just didn't have, gadgets. Mm-hmm. We didn't have these, all of this technology in our way. I just think it made us better people. Mm-hmm. And now that we have technology, it makes it a little easier, but it's still very hard for people in my age group to go to that first.
Okay. Having lived through both an age of internet and without, which do you prefer, although you already kind of answered it?
I have to say I do prefer without, because I am one of these people. I do not have to have the internet. I do not have to have social media in order to function. Every day I could probably put my phone down, and if it wasn't for family and something maybe possibly going wrong, I wouldn't check my phone all day. It's not that important. I still have a landline because that was what I was used to having. Just in case something happens to, you know, technology, you got to have a way of communicating. Mm-hmm. Just like with 9/11, you have to have a form of communication. We saw then that social media was a way of communicating that day, but you couldn't get through. You had a landline, you could. Mm-hmm. But yeah, to me, the best way of communicating was before. Even though it didn't go as fast and you didn't get the information as quickly. Mm-hmm. But sometimes getting it quicker doesn't mean that it's always accurate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. When the internet first came out, did you trust it? Why or why not?
I don't know if I didn't trust it. I just didn't. I wasn't that interested in it. I think a lot of us were not, unless you were a techie person. You really didn't know if it was going to last. You didn't know if it was something that was something that was temporary. Yeah. You didn't know what that was. It was kind of like before we had CDs and Spotify and all of that, you had cassettes and 8-tracks. I mean, you don't know when all of this newness is introduced that it's going to last. So you just don't know.
Okay. Did you ever think the internet would bloom into something this big? What did you think about it?
No, I did not. And what I think about it is really not that much. Mm-hmm. I know that, but that's my own personal opinion, only because, again, I don't have to have it in order to function. I think life actually for me, my age group, not all of us, I just speak for some of us, that we can get along in life just as good without it. Mm-hmm. I only have it because it is necessary in case someone does, like you, need to reach me
mm-hmm.
Quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But if it wasn't for that, I don't have to pick this the phone up or my tablet or anything. As you know, I'm a tangible person, so I'd rather be at a store than online.
Mm-hmm.
But that some people are not like that. They would much rather just order online. I need to touch it, feel it, smell it. because that's where we started.
Yeah.
That's where I was there before all of it, when mm-hmm. you had to go to the store physically.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoy that too. I enjoy the interaction with people.
Yeah.
Some people don't.
Okay. And when was the first time mass media played a big role in your life? So TV, internet, was there ever a time where it was just like great to have?
Well, it's always been really good to have. I mean, mm-hmm. now we just have too much of it.
Yeah.
There's just way too many channels with too much information, clashing information, information that is often not correct.
Mm-hmm. Or necessary.
Yeah. It's useless. Useless information. And I just think sometimes we're bombarded with that. But I can't remember. There have been many times where the media has been important. 9/11, as I mentioned earlier, politics,
mm-hmm.
Things happening in the world for the first time,
mm-hmm.
things like that. Now, it was important in those moments, of course. But then there's not as many of those moments as there is all the unnecessary moments.
Mm-hmm.
So there have been many moments. I just, there's been so many.
Yeah.
I really can't
yeah.
Pinpoint one or two, but, you know, the, like I said, politics especially.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely, I mean, there's everything from, oh my God. You know, like going, well, I was going to say, oh my God, there's so much from 19. I'm trying to think about when I was your age.
Mm-hmm.
My God, there's so many things. But
do
yes.
you remember like the first thing you saw? Like not really on the internet, but like maybe like color TV or something. Like,
okay, I'm not that old. Color television was around before 1969. No, I mean, all I've ever known was color TV. And when it started to change from big tubed televisions to large, thin plasma TVs to, we never had 50-inch TVs in our home.
Oh,
that
yeah.
wasn't standard. We never had 40 inches. We had one television. It might have been 13 inches. All the family had to be in one room. You had to wait for the music to come on to the radio, and then you would hear your songs. You could not call and request. You could not go to Spotify. There was no Apple Music. There was none of that. You had to listen to the radio. So a lot of that, see, is just normal for me now.
Mm-hmm.
So when I do have the TVs and the social media and all of that, I tend to still go back toward what it began with.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I do incorporate the current.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming to my interview.
Oh, you're so welcome. This was lovely and fun. I'm sure I'll do it again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.